The reading this morning is John chapter 1, which is on page 1068 of the Church Bibles. So that's page 1068, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.'" And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alex, thank you very much for reading for us. Please do keep your Bibles open. We'll be looking at that last paragraph, verses 14 to 18 together over the next few minutes. Now, Christmas is all about revealing things, isn't it? We open cards, we open Advent calendars, we even, today, get to unwrap presents. Now, I wonder how many presents people have unwrapped and opened so far. Who's opened at least one present? Okay, anyone opened more than five presents? 10 presents? Okay, the Taylor family, a lot of presents in the Taylor family. We've even had the grand reveal. Who will be Christmas number one? Wham or Sam Ryder? Does anyone actually know who got the Christmas number one? Wham got the Christmas number one. But it doesn't really change anything, does it? But this morning, we're thinking about the biggest Christmas reveal of them all. God coming to earth. Christmas shows us God is there. And Christmas shows us what God is like. See, just look at verse 18 again. We can have it on the screen. No one has ever seen God. Some in the Old Testament saw something of God, but it's simply not possible to correctly guess what God is like. We can't figure God out. But then look how that sentence continues. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Here is the outrageous truth of Christmas. The infinite, all-powerful God, the one who made everything, who rules over all creation, the one true God who lives in unapproachable light. He has made himself known. Only Jesus has made God known. It's the idea of explaining or unpacking God. It's telling something to someone in great detail, not leaving anything out. And it begs the question, how? And in a word, it's Jesus. You see, we're thinking today about when God gets personal, and he gets personal in Jesus Christ. So I've got a couple of presents up here to help us. I would like someone maybe under the age of 11 to come and help me open present number one. Yes, do you want to come and help me? Yes, in the cardigan. Yep, perfect, brilliant. Great. Now I've numbered these so that I've got it foolproof. There we go. Do you want to open this one? This one, you happy to open that one? Brilliant, brilliant. Let's see what's inside. Okay, you're not allergic to chocolate? Excellent, excellent. Let's, do you want to help yourself to a chocolate? And also, go on, take a couple. Go on. Yeah, go on. Three. Take more. What have we got to hit? We've got, brilliant. Well done, well done. Round of applause. Brilliant. Thank you very much. So first up this morning, Christmas shows us the God who is there. That's what this map pin is about. At Christmas, God moved into the neighbourhood. We can see it up on the screen if your eyesight's not great. Is that going to work? There we go. So again, just look at verse 14 with me. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, John, the author, has already introduced us to the Word right at the beginning of his book. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. He's the one who made everything. He's how God makes himself known. And now the Word has become flesh. He's become human. That is how committed God is to making himself known. But how committed to Christmas are you, I wonder? I've placed four pictures around the room, and if you are 11 or under, it would be a great help if you could go and find one and bring it up to the front, and if you've got one up the front, stay up here and hold it, and that would be a help. Four pictures, they've got little ribbons on. Ah, oh, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Are you happy to hold that one up? Great. We've got one so far. Brilliant. Two more to go.
That was right by my side.
Right by your side, you're sitting in the right place. Two more to go. Brilliant. Three. Is there one? Unless someone's stolen it this morning. Brilliant. Four. Well done. Well, great. Everyone else, go back and find your seats. How committed to Christmas are you? I wonder if you're this committed. So I was just looking on the internet. The largest Christmas dinner available in a restaurant is a 9.6 kilo festive feast for one. Anyone that committed to Christmas? Brilliant. Okay, well, you can take that with you. You can go grab a seat. Brilliant. Okay, Christmas tree. Who's got the Christmas tree? There we go. The most expensively dressed Christmas tree, so this is just the ornaments on the tree, was valued at £7 million and was put up and displayed at the Emirates Palace in Abu Dhabi. Anyone that committed? Well, brilliant. Well done. Grab a seat. Okay, let's go for the Christmas stocking next. The largest Christmas stocking ever measured, ever made, 51.35 metres. By 21.63 metres, made in Tuscany, Italy. Well done, grab a seat. Lastly, but by no means leastly, at the fastest time to dress as a Christmas elf, it is an official Guinness record, at 24.63 seconds, achieved by Andre Ortolf in Bavaria, Germany, on the 11th of December this year. There we go, brilliant, well done, grab a seat. All quite extreme, all quite committed, but no one has got anyone anywhere close to the lengths that God has gone to. Christmas proves that God is with us. He is there. In Jesus, we see how present, how tangible, how near, how knowable God is. But that is not all. The Word didn't just become flesh. He was seen in the flesh. There's evidence. There's eyewitness testimony. It's historical fact. Just look how verse 14 carries on. We can see it on the screen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we've seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because he was before me." The Word become flesh is a witnessed to word, an evidenced word. The chap writing this is one of the eyewitnesses. He was a close friend of Jesus. Did you notice the words he uses? Among us. Seen, born witness. Now, if I told you I have a friend, he's about 6 feet tall, they've got long blonde hair, blue skin and a purple beard, who would believe me? Anyone believe me? Some people, okay, interesting. But if they walked up here and joined me, and if you could see them, well, then would you believe me? I wonder if we could get such a person to come and join me on the stage. If they've got themselves ready. But here we go. About 6 feet tall, blue skin, purple beard. It's remarkable. There we go. That is all I needed you for. Well done. At Christmas, it's all about God taking on flesh and dwelling among us. Now we might know that was actually Jono under a wig. But God didn't just pretend to be human. He actually became human. He really was and is human in Jesus. King Charles putting on a tracksuit and living on a council estate. Well, that would be shocking, wouldn't it? An author becoming a character in their own book. That would be quite amazing. But God becoming human is the most incredible thing. He took on flesh, and people were there to see him. John, who wrote this book down, was one of them. He wrote it down so that we can believe too. So if we want to know if God is there, we look to Jesus. But also, if we want to know what God is like, well, we look to Jesus. And we'll think about that a little later on. We've been thinking so far about the God who is there. He's made himself known and knowable in Jesus. But that is not all. We've got a second present to open. You see, Christmas also shows us what God is like. So would anyone like to help me by opening the second present? I'll put this one down here. Second present. Yes, Jenna, come and help. Yeah. Brilliant. You're even more sparkly than the wrapping papers. There you go. It's working there. Brilliant. Do you know, open up. Do you know? Great. Do you hate chocolate?
What?
Do you hate chocolate?
No.
Oh, brilliant. Good. Go on, take it. Go take it. Yeah, go take another one. There we go. How many can you take? Brilliant, brilliant. And we've also got something else in there. At Christmas. Now, Christmas shows us the God who is there for us. That's what this heart is about. Christmas shows us the God who is there for us. In Jesus, we see the heart of God, what he's like, and we discover just how loving he is. So in verse 14, if you've got your Bibles open still, that the glory Jesus reveals is a glory full of grace and truth. Just listen to verse 16 again. We'll see it on the screen. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John is saying God's grace and truth, his never-ending, forever love, has arrived in a person. God was good and loving towards his people before Jesus came. But now Jesus has arrived. It is on a whole new level. It is the fullness of God's love. John says he's witnessed Jesus' glory. God's glory is his splendor, his weightiness, his majesty, his awesomeness. And John says he has seen all of that in Jesus. And it's why Jesus' glory is a glory full of grace and truth. God's unending, unbreakable love, his utter reliability, his faithful commitment to his people, his goodness, his steadfastness, all expressed in the person of Jesus. Now, we might be a little confused still, so we're going to play a little game that I hope will help us understand. It is, who wants to be a Christmas mega multimillionaire? Okay, so you can play along in your seats, and we're going to speed things up. It's Christmas morning. I know you've got to get meals. You've got to get back to your meals. So we're going to jump straight in at £10,000. Okay? And because this is modelling God's grace, I'm making it easy. Okay, first question. A is the right answer. What is the right answer? Okay, I'm not going to give you long to think about that one. Any ideas what the right answer is? Yeah, go on. It's not a trick question. Yeah? Hey, don't get hit on the head. There we go. There we go. Close. Okay, let's hit. There we go. There was music, but we can't hear it, so it's okay. Okay. In fact, I've got a checkbook. I was going to write you a check for £10,000, but it really wouldn't be worth me doing that, so I'm not going to do that. And anyway, we don't want to give you that, do we? Do you remember on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They always take it away and they want to give you something bigger and better. So we're going to speed things up. We're going to jump to 100 million. There we go. Okay. This is the final question. What do we receive in and through Jesus? We might want to look down to verse 17. Again, in Jesus, we can't really lose, okay? This is like a meta illustration. What is the right answer? Are you saying grace and truth? I'm hearing grace and truth. Great. Let's see if that's right. There we go. Yes, it is. Just like in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, if you've never seen it, one check keeps getting replaced with a bigger one. And so in Jesus, God keeps giving us more and more. It is more and more grace, undeserved love and kindness. It's like replacing one amazing Christmas present with something even better. Just think about it. It would be nice, a nice and generous present to get a beautiful picture, maybe an oil painting of a beautiful landscape, a house overlooking a lake. Don't know if anyone got that for Christmas. How much more incredible if someone gifts you that house overlooking the lake. It is yours in the flesh, as it were. Now, it's not that the painting was rubbish, but it's just what comes after is so, so, so much bigger and better. From the beginning, we can get rid of that now. From the beginning of the Bible, we see God is good and loving, but we see just how good and just how loving he is in the person of Jesus. We could read on in John's Gospel to see the things Jesus said and did. And supremely, his glory, his grace and truth is seen as he lays down his life for his people and as he rises again, giving eternal life to all who trust him. Jesus is the fullest expression of God's love. And not just a little bit, but an overwhelming, overflowing amount. And God loves us not because we're good, but even when we're not. We all reject God and go our own way. Just before the passage we're looking at, John says we're in darkness. And naturally, we want nothing to do with Jesus, and so we deserve God's anger. Each one of us puts ourselves first. And yet Jesus has made God knowable, not only through his birth, but also through his death by dying on the cross. Now forgiveness is possible. We can have a real relationship with God. Jesus didn't stop being God when he became a man. God became visible and God became vulnerable. You see, Jesus became human, or God became flesh, so he could save humanity. And all we need to do is receive his love, his forgiveness. Now, here's an interesting question, and I'm very excited to hear what the answers will be. Did anyone here have to earn their Christmas present from their parents? Did anyone here, there's some debate. Anyone here have to earn their Christmas present? Some parents thinking, I wish they did. No, okay. Did you have to be good enough to get your presents from your parents? Of course not. We just receive it. So does anyone want a chocolate? What does it say? If you hold out your hands and say please, if you come up here, I will give you a chocolate. So if anyone wants to come at the front, I can add some more. If anyone wants to come at the front, yeah, what do you need to say? Yeah, I can give you a chocolate. Yeah, anyone else? There we go. I might have to go up the back and get some more. Yeah.
Please.
Okay, we're going to put a 10-second deadline on this, otherwise we're going to be here all day.
Please.
There we go. Yes, yeah.
There we go.
Right, 5, 4, 3, 2, go on. Okay, right, we're time. Oh, behind as well. Did someone behind you wanted a chocolate? No? Okay, great. Yeah, well done. Interesting, it's only under 18s. There we go. I might just throw these on the floor. No, I won't do that. There, perfect. Brilliant. All you have to do is come up and receive a chocolate. You see, John says all you have to do is believe God will keep his word and ask for forgiveness and life. John wrote this book so that we would believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we might have life in his name. John talks about receiving Jesus or believing in his name. That's how anyone becomes a Christian, becomes part of God's family, turning back to God saying sorry and taking God at his word. I wonder, will we receive the greatest gift ever this Christmas? See, do you remember what Christmas shows us? We can have it on the screen. How do I know God is there? Well, I look to Jesus. How do I know God is there for us, that he loves me? I look to Jesus, and especially look to the cross. Well, let me lead us in prayer as we close, that we would do just that. Father God, thank you so much for Christmas. Thank you for all the joy and fun we have. Please help us to look to Jesus in your word and know that you are there. And please help us to see how in Jesus you are there for us. Would we understand more of your love for us in him? Please help us to see your grace and truth in Jesus, and we ask it in his name. Amen.